In other news.
You know, the towers did not burn up. They turned into powder in midair.
That's scary to have this helicopter hovering around.
We walk up to him and confront him. They can't stand that.
Welcome to Another News. I'm Jeff Brady. We hear part two of the interview with Carissa Conti, where we talk about her article titled Conspiracies in the Workplace, a microcosm of the greater world matrix. In this show, we follow the patterns in the chaos Carissa has outlined in her article and make connections to how it's possible. Non-humans have risen to strategic positions to help engineer multiple societal takedowns we're experiencing right now. Let's have a listen.
This plan, it relies on these strategically placed pawns and neg-influenced people and the masqueraders situated throughout society to execute it, as well as a weakened and distracted, brainwashed and dumbed-down public to believe it and accept it.
I thought about the compliant doctors, nurses, healthcare workers, workers in education and law enforcement as being deeply fooled, but will eventually figure it out. The bulk of the damage will be done, yet they'll finally see the agenda. I suspect those types are now in the minority. Some of the research about non-humans among us primarily address those who are in positions of influence and power that lord over and enslave the unwitting humans. This kind of takeover is often fictionalized in film. However, it seems you would need a lot of non-human types to not only create a false consensus to get the poison jab, but then to help orchestrate the complete pandemic scenario. Nobody, when finding out the ingredients of these shots, would get it or allow their children to get it. Would you please talk about your research into this area?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly the key. You would need a lot of non-human and or seriously empty types for an operation of this extent because of its intended consequences, which are downright psychopathic and diabolical. I mean, those may seem like strong words, but it really is, as I'm going to show in just a second. But, you know, it's not just about people cooperating because they don't want to lose their jobs or because they're fooled. I mean, some, yes, absolutely. But there's way more going on here. So we're seeing a society-wide, like, concerted effort involving the collusion of hospital and medical facility staff, pharmaceutical staff, elderly care home staff, schools and universities, major corporations, local and national governments, the military, celebrities and athletes, being those celebrity and athlete spokes puppets, and just all aspects of media, both print and digital. So everywhere you turn, somebody or something, some organization is pushing the narrative hard. They're all in full lockstep with a straight face, no shame, when we know they have to know better. So it just makes you wonder, like, what's going on here? And again, it ties back to what I said earlier. So many people just can't wrap their heads around what they're seeing. Like, how, why? But, you know, in many cases, some of the elite or bigwig proponents, you know, they're probably cooperating because they have to, I'm sure. You know, their allegiances, you know, along with the whole, and this is a side subject, the whole blackmail system of the elite. You know, they're kind of blackmailed. You know, we got this blackmail on you, so you better keep doing what we tell you to do. So I've even joked that some of these world leaders, when they're standing on their podiums with a straight face pushing more crazy nonsense about COVID and the vax, I almost feel like that. It's like you can see the invisible gun to their head. It's like of their higher, like, masters. Like, you better get out there. You know, we've got that blackmail video on you, and you better go say what we tell you to say. So I've kind of joked about that to myself, but there is something to that, I think. But, you know, in many other cases, it's like they've all been taken over. So that's why I like to kind of joke about the whole invasion of the body snatchers thing. But I'm really not. But that's why I said on my Gab feed that, you know, it's shocking even to me, who's aware, to see just how many everyday people even. I mean, it doesn't surprise me about the elites, but when it comes to these everyday people, you know, and how they're involved in doing their part in this concerted murder and society takedown racket. You know, this time period is revealing that there are just way more of these types among us than even I could have imagined. So I was always aware, like, oh, yeah, there's, you know, non-humans and empty people out there, but I just didn't realize or want to believe or accept that it was to the high level ratios that we're now beginning to really see. With regards to the poison jab, since you mentioned about if people became aware of these ingredients and what's really going on with them, there's no way they would allow it in with their, you know, for their children. But for starters, like I always say, we need to all be referring to these as the poison jab and not a vaccine, because these are not vaccines, as you know. So that's why you also call it the poison jab. You know, they don't work the way normal vaccines do. So it's all new technology that's never been seen or used like this before, especially on a mass scale. So, and contrary to popular belief, they're not FDA approved. So even though they try to make it like they are, they're not. And I do have a link on my Gab, and I have on the top of my Gab, I have a pinned Gab with all the best, most important links I could find concerning, you know, revealing the truth about COVID and the vaxes or poison jab. And there's a link that, you know, talks about, or it's a recorded phone call with the FDA admitting on the phone recorded that there's not a single FDA approved vaccine going on in the United States right now, which is crazy, but you just have to hear it for yourself. So I recommend people to go check that out. But this is poison technology, and it's on an alien level. So the plandemic in conjunction with the poison jab is this nefarious agenda that the powers that be intend to lead towards the Great Reset, economic collapse, you know, along with the other main tie-in objectives of course, money-making, but also mass depopulation and control, and which I'll elaborate on these concepts, but in just a second. But I wanted to first quickly summarize for listeners, if they're not aware, the alien level technology aspect of these poison jabs. So, and again, links to all the most revelatory interviews and presentations that are showing what I'm about to describe. You can find it at the very top of my Gab feed. But the things that when they've investigated these poison jab vials under microscopes, and this is multiple countries, different scientists and doctors in labs who did independent studies of these vials, they're finding graphene oxide. It's poisonous to humans. She has no business being in a vaccine whatsoever. Weird creatures like immortal hydras. And these strangely glowing creatures, metallic-looking discs, and this nanobot-looking technology, all kinds of things that they should have. What is happening? What is in these vials? And the really important research was from Dr. Carrie Madej. So she did something that nobody else is really doing, which is she allowed all the vials to warm up for several hours, you know, while she was looking at it under a microscope. So she really took her time over the course of several hours, and they all got to be like room temperature. And then the warmer and warmer that they got, the more and more crazy creatures and things she kept seeing, they were just appearing in live time, the warmer it got. So it's interesting because you always hear about how these vax vials need to be chilled at super cold temperatures, and they always talk about that. And so a lot of these researchers, when they've looked at them under microscopes, they're looking at them while they're still really cold, and then they toss them aside. So they do a quick look. Okay, yeah, they take some photos, and they toss them, and they think that's all there is to it. But like I said, she spent several hours and took her time, and the more and more warm they got, which would correspond to the temperature of a human body, for instance, once it gets injected into your body and warms up, all these other things started appearing and growing and moving all over the slides, trying to reach up off the slide like it was a living, self-aware creature. It was some scary stuff. So I would definitely recommend people to check that out. But like I said, you know, there's different agendas for this thing. And, you know, in the meantime, there's money to be made off it. So that's a whole diabolical conspiracy of doctors getting bonuses for every person they can get jabbed. The younger, the better. So more money, like, so you, little children and babies, you get bigger bonuses. They've been paid, and many people know this, paid for how many people they can say died of COVID. And I have secondhand knowledge about that of, you know, somebody I know and trust who knows, had a friend in the medical industry was like, oh yeah, like we just say everybody died of COVID even when they didn't, because we're getting paid to say that. So of course they're going to take that free money and engage in the corruption. And they're also getting paid, and this is where it gets really evil, for how many people they can put on remdesivir, but while refusing life-saving ivermectin. So that is really diabolical. It's the remdesivir ventilator death racket. So a lot of these people who've been put in the hospital and died, died in quotes of COVID, they didn't die of COVID. They had COVID maybe, went and made the mistake of going into the hospital because they had let it go for so long that it probably settled into their lungs. Now they can't breathe. So they make the mistake of going into the hospital. They don't have access to ivermectin, especially like last year. It was all new and we weren't ready for this. Hydroxychloroquine is another one that can save people's lives. So it's those two. They didn't have access to it, made the mistake of going to the hospital, and they got immediately put on remdesivir as some sort of a treatment. And meanwhile, remdesivir, apparently from what I'm hearing in these interviews, the United States is the only country that even uses it. They don't even use it in other countries because they know it's a known kidney killer. So it creates renal failure. And once the renal failure happens, it floods your body with fluids and goes right into the lungs. So then, now your lungs are filled with fluids. So then they put you on the ventilator and then these people die because they're not getting... remdesivir isn't going to treat you for COVID. I mean, they don't even use it in other countries. So, and then they die, and then they list it as COVID, and it's diabolical because they know what remdesivir does. They know this. But there's a conspiracy. You know, you get paid by how many people you get to put on it or how many people you can say died of COVID. So it's literally a concerted murder racket. It's terrible. That just goes right into that whole depopulation agenda. And what's interesting is that there was a discovery earlier this year that 4 in 10 vax vials were actually saline placebos. So a lot of people who were getting the jab and were doing great after it. In fact, we have a neighbor who got jabbed and you'd never know she got jabbed. Well, most likely got a saline. So there was, again, proof of that I had on my Gab, all the media stories that have been screen capped saying, they discovered there's a lot of saline placebos mixed in with these vax vials. And my theory about why that would be was to not make the injuries and deaths so obvious at first, to try to make sure they could get more and more people to get on board with the program. So if all 10 in 10 tested vials, for instance, were the real deal, there would have been a lot more deaths and injuries a lot earlier on, and it would have tipped people off, I think, sooner. That's just my theory about why would you do that? So that's the theory I came up with. But for those who, get the real shot but live in, for the moment anyway, they're often experiencing grievous injuries, which we all are realizing at this point. Even mainstream people are hearing about this, the blood clots, strokes, myocarditis, heart attacks, the Guillain-Barré syndrome, miscarriages, seizures, Bell's palsy, renal failure, partial blindness. And in one extreme case, at least that I came across, even limbs that needed to be amputated, turned black and needed to be amputated. So people are also describing after getting the jab, this is an interesting side effect as well, about feeling cut off from the soul and dead inside, along with extreme anxiety and panic. So it's like almost cutting them off from the idea of God or your higher self, your spirit. So it's blocking them and creating this intense anxiety and panic that they've never had before in their life. So, and that's like just the more short-term immediate stuff. But then there's going to be the long-term injuries of cancer, severely weakened immune systems, people experiencing the antibody-dependent enhancement or the cytokine storms when they're encountering other flus and colds that are close to the coronaviruses, and that could lead to death, as well as future sterilization and destruction of the reproductive system. So a lot of people were reporting reproductive issues, both male and female. So those are the long-term effects, again, diabolical. And then there's this weird phenomenon. I've seen some videos showing the newly born vax babies whose mothers got vaxxed while they were pregnant. And these babies, these videos were coming out of Spain with some, I guess, the legit researchers, legit doctors were showing the videos. Very strange. I mean, strange eyes, and they're abnormally strong, and they have amped up development. So like at 2 months old, they're already trying to walk instead of normally at maybe about a year. It's just crazy. You just have to see these videos to see. So these things are just doing all kinds of things to people. And it's only just begun. We're going to hear more and more stuff as time goes on. But, meanwhile, VAERS is massively underreporting the true numbers of these adverse events, and they're covering it all up. So, you really have to do your research online to find the truth and not rely on this, you know, mainstream biased liberal media that's been co-opted. So, you know, and then also even the ineffectual PCR nose swab test is another highly dangerous element of all this. It's unnecessarily jamming something up the sinus cavity to breach the blood-brain barrier when there are other ways to do a COVID test. I mean, they found things like, as noted in some interviews that I was watching, ethylene oxide on the swabs, which is used in antifreeze. But who knows what else is on them? This one interview I was watching with Dr. Jane Ruby on the Stu Peters Show, she had said that many people are reporting to her getting severe sinus infections and issues from just the test swabs alone. So I'm cautioning people, don't even do that. Don't allow anybody to ever stick one of those things up your nose. Don't ever, ever, ever do it. You know, it doesn't work anyway. The inventor of the PCR test said it's ineffective. It doesn't tell you that you have COVID. And now you're unnecessarily risking damaging your sinus cavity and putting bizarre chemicals right up into your brain practically. So don't do it. But this is why this is all so diabolical. You know, something only with a psychopathic mindset could cook this up. And worst case projections are saying that several billion will wind up dying in the next few years from this jab by the time it's all said and done. So unfortunately, it seems like it's only just started what we're seeing. And then meanwhile, for the ones who do manage to live through it, and survive somehow with their injuries and whatnot, you know, that's where I noted control as being a third agenda of this, like a sub-agenda potentially. This is more of a theory, so I'm not saying this is guaranteed, where we know for a fact they're making money off of this and they're trying to kill people because they know these aren't real vaxes. So those two are for sure, but there's a theory like, and it's based on other aspects that are emerging about these jabs, but like people reporting, you know, you've seen all those videos, people with magnets sticking to their arms. That's a big one, just tons of people. And the magnets don't stick anywhere else on their body and definitely not on their other arm, but only where they got jabbed, the magnets are sticking. People, their jabbed arms setting off store alarms. And then when you think back to what they've seen under the microscope of these nano, alien nano particle disc things and other strange stuff going on that should not be in a vaccine kind of makes sense. Like these things are like self-assembling at the injection site and turning into something else. So it's, you know, magnets are sticking to them, setting off store alarms. There's even one video, I'm not even sure if this is believable or not, but somebody was even showing that supposedly his vax area, his arm was interacting with a smartphone. So I was just like, wow. But the theory is that, you know, this technology, which again has never been seen before and never been used before on a mass level, it's never been seen before publicly, I should say, behind the scenes and black ops stuff, I'm sure it's old news, but it's never been seen publicly. But possibly it's all going to work in conjunction with 5G technology once that's fully rolled out around the country. So that's the theory, that somehow it's going to interface with that. And another interesting thing to note, which ties into the idea of control, is multiple reports I've seen online, including of somebody I know personally, people reporting the personality changes of their friends and loved ones after receiving the jab. Someone who was always a relaxed, easygoing person who never yelled at people in their life, suddenly becoming angry, aggressive, full on yelling and melting down. And then they're always oddly, obsessively fixated on getting others around them jabbed. So again, that whole invasion of the body snatchers thing. It's like they're being taken over by like an alien life form, which again, we've seen under the microscope, literal life forms that we don't even know what they are. Like, what is this creature and alien technology? And it's not only making them sick, but changing their personalities. And one person had a theory I saw online that it's the microclots that could be causing, you know, the brain inflammation and a personality problem. But I don't think that's all it is. I mean, I'm not saying that wouldn't be a factor. That absolutely could be happening. But there's something else, something more beyond that with these personality changes, because they're fine until they start obsessing about getting people jabbed and they hear, no, I don't want to get jabbed. And then they start freaking out, but then they're okay in the rest of their life. So I feel it kind of shows, like, it's almost like a mind control programming or something that gets them fixated on getting as many other people jabbed as possible, which ties into that weird, weirdly enough, that 2007 movie, The Invasion, which was a kind of a remake of Invasion of the Body Snatchers. But I recommend people look at that if you haven't already, because the parallels to what you see in that movie to what's happening right now, it's unbelievable. So it's very fitting.
No, I haven't seen that movie, The Invasion. I'll definitely have to check that out. Certainly have seen Invasion of the Body Snatchers, both versions of it, and what you described, there is a similarity in it.
Yeah, and The Invasion even more so, because it actually gets into the idea of, you know, it just the vaccine, like the fake vaccine, and then being pushed on everybody like aggressively, and then once the person gets jabbed or catches the alien thing through bodily fluids and stuff, you can get it two ways. Either the vaccine will force it into you, or you catch it via bodily fluids. But once you get that, then you become taken over, and now you're obsessively trying to convert everybody else around you and get them jabbed. And so it's just so, like, it parallels what we're seeing right now, is that predictive programming thing in media that they always do.
Well, on this show, we've gone into detail about non-humans among us, the various forms they take, how they take over a human or masquerade as humans. You've been on the show about 7 years ago discussing this as well, and here we are in 2021, and I would guess most of the human population will reject this notion after decades of conditioning, yet an honest look at our reality reveals this disturbing trend, in my opinion. Would you please talk about your research into this area in the context of the engineered pandemic?
Yeah, there definitely is a very non-human element overseeing this world and the current pandemic. Again, you know, whether it's just empty people being manipulated by neg elements or something overseen and controlled by aliens, there's also apparently hybrids among us due to the alien-human hybrid breeding program, and they would be a part of the masqueraders group with a nefarious agenda that ties into this. Now, in case listeners aren't familiar with me and my website and my work, I am an abductee in a MyLab, which is why I believe in this aspect of reality, though to clarify, I'm not being used in the breeding program myself, but I learned much of what I know about this subject through various abduction researchers and authors. I'm a huge fan of Dr. David Jacobs in particular, who wrote several books on the subject of the hybrid breeding program, including The Threat and Walking Among Us. His books detail multiple abductees' personal accounts of being used in the hybrid breeding program, which is been in effect for about the past 70 years, you know, as well as how they're being forced to school hybrids and how our world works so they can eventually be integrated in among us. Dr. Jacobs' works are important, in my opinion, because they detail the true negative reality of this breeding program and not the New Age love and light version that sugarcoats things and tries to pretend these things are our space brethren who care about us, because they don't. The purpose of these hybrids are to create a better version of humans, and I put better in quotes, I always put that quote-unquote better, that is easily controlled and highly psychic to replace us after intended depopulation. So that's the true agenda, and you're not going to get that version of reality from the New Age love and light sources. But many hybrids have already been integrated in among us, and they pass, apparently, for us, so you really can't tell at this point who they are oftentimes, and thousands more are to come over the next 10 years or so. And this is, again, according to actual abductees who are involved in this and who are reporting what they've learned. The jab definitely seems to be an alien technology agenda, and it's primarily for culling and sterilization of the population. And that was even confirmed to me by an abductee I personally know who's been used in the hybrid breeding program and who's worked with Dr. David Jacobs. She was directly told this by her main hybrid handler, and that, quote, there are too many of you. So he told her that right out. He also told her to get ready and prepared for people close to her to die, that she will be losing people close to her who got jabbed, and to be prepared for that. So that's kind of alarming. But if the jab is alien technology, then it makes sense that some integrated hybrids could be part of who these strategically placed pawns are throughout society that I've been referencing. It would also explain why they don't care about what happens to us and can do what they do to us. And, you know, but only willing and strategically placed pawns, you know, including these hybrids and neg manipulated and or psychopathic, quote, people, could do all this with a straight face. However, you know, what's interesting is that it's statistically impossible, supposedly, for there to be this many psychopaths in the population. You know, according to mainstream sources, only 1% to 2% of the population is a psychopath, except that's clearly not what we're seeing during these times, where, again, things are being revealed about just how many corrupt and empty people are walking among us, cooperating willingly, and not just because of fear of job loss. They seem to almost enjoy it as well. And a lot of people, they have a misunderstanding. They hear psychopath, they're thinking it's serial killers, it's Ted Bundy, things like that. Well, you know, sometimes it could be the nurse and the doctor who's giving you remdesivir and knows that it's going to kill you and doesn't care. That would qualify as sociopathic or psychopathic. So besides all the jab injuries that I mentioned earlier, you know, and the potential for mass death as well. What's also worth stressing here in terms of the psychopathic mindset is what they're doing to the kids. So if you had any doubt that these people, the everyday people that are cooperating with this agenda, couldn't possibly be sociopathic or psychopathic, just look at what they're doing with the kids. It's proven that children are the lowest risk group for even getting COVID. And yet the powers that be from the top down are insisting that children as young as toddlers be masked up. And now they want them jabbed too on top of it. It's completely unnecessary. I mean, never in our lifetime have we seen anything like this. And all for a virus with a 99% survival rate. So the powers that be are treating this as if it's the Black Death. And it's just mind-boggling how many everyday people out in the world are still going along with this narrative, including going along with the jab your children protocol. So like, we're a year and a half into this thing. I mean, it should be very obvious by now to anybody with half a brain that this thing is not the plague that it's been made out to be. And, you know, meanwhile, most of the deaths have been actual murders, with remdesivir as mentioned, the knowing and purposeful denial of ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, and then jab-related deaths that are purposely being mislabeled as COVID or variant-related deaths. And even worse, they're making sure to now blame the jab deaths as being the fault of the unvaxxed. That's a big tactic in their playbook, you know, not only murdering people, but blaming all the innocents for it with everything that leads to, the witch hunts against the unvaxxed. But yeah, anyway, meanwhile, the jab injuries, you know, with the kids have already begun rolling in as well. We have perfectly healthy teens developing heart conditions, blood clots, and other bizarre health issues that are not normal for teens, and they're dropping dead out of nowhere. And a lot of this is being covered up in the media. So you'd have to try to really seek out sources that would mention things like this, let alone that they're going to make that connection between these sudden strange deaths and the fact that that teen or child was recently jabbed. They don't want to admit that. So they're maiming and killing children, and they don't care. So it's very psychopathic. It's sociopathic, psychopathic. You know, and every person who knowingly touches any part of the system that's involved in this poison jab death racket is, in my opinion, a psychopath or a sociopath. And there's apparently way more of them among us than we realized. Something else I wanted to add here was that when it comes to these sociopaths or psychopaths among us, everyday people, you know, including on up to the big elite, you know, who are overseeing all these, this plandemic. You know, when it comes to the neg energy operating throughout our world and through these people that in these strategically placed COVID agenda pawns, this neg energy is not all the same. There actually seems to be, you know, roughly two main types of neg energy that I've seen and experienced firsthand. One is an alien or almost like an AI-ish type of energy, and one is more just straight up kind of demonic. I mean, and technically both are demonic, you could say, but the first one has different characteristics, in my opinion, and manifests differently from what I've seen and experienced. So I call that first one, I call it the cold, cruel devil's energy, and that comes from Stuart Wilde way back in the day. That was a term he used to describe some of these neg people. But, you know, they're like stony face with these monotone, apathetic voices, just icy cold indifference, zero empathy, humorless, kind of blank, you know, and as mentioned, it's an almost like an AI or a cold alien type of energy. And it's operating in this 10-10-10 like computer programmed agenda way. It cannot be reasoned with or swayed, just completely impervious to emotion. They can create and dole out injury, death, or policies that lead to death without a second thought. They know what they're doing, though, and do truly enjoy it. So we'll occasionally slip into that whole glinty-eyed, smirking thing that I've mentioned earlier in our discussion, you know, showing mocking or disdain. And with regards to the people out in the world tying into this poison jab agenda and the pandemic and the lockdowns and the enforcement of all this, groups of people that I have seen out there that I think kind of both, you know, best represent this energy would be those medical and hospital staff and administrators, those school boards we're always hearing about now, where you have these really upset and emotional parents standing before these school boards at these meetings and just pleading with them to please stop masking the kids, stop requesting the jab, stop teaching these horrible woke curriculums, and the school boards are just completely impervious to it. They just stare at them blank, apathetic, very cold. They'll just coldly tell them your time is up, or even worse, just shut off their mics when they're in the middle of talking, or even smirk amongst themselves, which the parents have called out, like, yeah, I see you smirking up there. But, you know, so it's that cold, smirky, it's just like an alien that can't be reasoned with, like a computer program. It's gross. And then you have the actual, you know, demonic energy. And this is more of an aggressive or psychopathic, maybe reptilian type of neg energy, kind of revels in violence and debauchery, filth, grime, ugliness, degradation, depravity. You know, like it's personally trying to go against God and creation. And that would, you know, be the whole satanic pedo murder cannibal thing that more people are getting awareness of nowadays. The ritual murders, serial killers, the violent rapists, you know, the extreme abusers and torturers, et cetera, et cetera. But it's interesting about this is that these types can also be very charming and normal in public. So they're getting up to some nasty stuff behind the scenes, but can be charismatic in the real world. And I feel like in terms of, again, the pandemic agenda and the enforcers that we see in the world, that this energy is maybe what's being manifested through all those goon enforcers that are, you know, in Australia or the UK or whatnot, that are going around beating up the citizens and even the world's elite, you know, quote unquote elite politicians who, you know, get up to stuff behind the scenes, the nasty stuff, but are very, you know, almost seem charming, you know, on the front stage when they're dealing with the public.
Right. Many could sense the slow buildup of a stage being set for a massively engineered false flag that would be used as a catalyst for their agenda. In the years leading up to this, there were many breakthroughs in building awareness about a range of important issues, including the magnitude of the child trafficking networks worldwide and adrenochrome production. I was thinking there could be some mass retaliation for the barrage of whistleblowers and exposures in the last 5 years, but this population reduction manifesto was carved in stone back in the 80s, and I heard it's also mentioned in the Agenda 2030 documents. You've written a lot about how things have ramped up beyond what any of us have seen before. Would you please talk about this?
Yeah. Well, the reason for all this insanity and psychopathy is because it seems we've entered into their big final move stage, as I call it. You know, they're going for it on all counts. And it's only going to get worse, unfortunately, due to the poison jab injuries and deaths and possible future sterilizations. The thing about playing the big final moves card, though, is that once you play it, that's it. You only get one shot. You'll never be able to play it again because now everybody knows the tricks. And they're pulling out every trick in the playbook for this one. I mean, we have the problem reaction solution scenario of a pandemic with a 99% survival rate again, but where they rely on lies and gaslighting to convince the public that they now need these poisonous, non-FDA approved experimental injections and never-ending boosters to somehow survive this, but which are going to kill people and already are. And meanwhile, blaming the unvaxxed, destroying the worldwide economy from several different attack angles, stealing an election, creating a manufactured supply chain shortage problem, fake pipeline hackings, flirting with war with other countries. It's just on and on. It's a huge subject in itself because there's so many avenues of attack they're doing right now all at once. But it's the big final moves playbook to tear down the old once and for all so they can make way for the new. That's basically what it is. And it's all stuff that they wanted to do years ago, really, starting after 9/11, with several more attempts over the years after that, including, I'd say, around 2010 to 2014. But obviously things didn't go as planned and or kept getting delayed. And that's something I figured out on my own for several reasons. But then later I learned from an internet acquaintance who's an abductee that her hybrid handler confirmed that the rest of the non-integrated hybrids should already have been down here years ago, you know, and thus kicking off the rest of the plan, aka the playbook, but have been delayed a few times and they're getting antsy. No explanation was given, though, as to what happened to cause the delay. But interesting enough, it aligns with what I kind of figured out on my own about the way all of this was supposed to happen years ago. So it seems the mindset is enough with the delays. Let's finally get this party started already. It's like they're already 20 years behind and totally desperate, you know. So a lot of what we're seeing right now, all these things that are converging together, the stuff I just outlined, it's just absolute desperation at this point.
We've also watched an unprecedented level of censorship on social media unfold around key topics of the engineered pandemic. What are your thoughts on this giant red flag that couldn't be more obvious?
Yeah, big tech censorship regarding anything that goes against the far left's narrative is just a huge subject in itself that could be its own show by this point, just trying to keep up with everything they're doing. You know, and I just want to mention also on a side note, it's worth mentioning that I don't paint all leftists with the same brushstroke. So when I talk about lefties, I'm referring to the extreme far left that behaves in a deranged manner, you know, not moderates who are willing to question things. So I've met and been casual friends with moderates, and I'm fine with them. I just have an issue with any extremism, and, you know, and that goes for the far right as well. So I just want to clarify that really quick. It's become a game of like whack-a-mole, you know, with them trying to keep up with all the truthers popping up, trying to educate everybody about what's really going on, you know, then devising more and more counter tactics to silence and even disable us, but especially anything related to COVID truth and the poison jab. It's like all big tech platforms are almost fully locked down by this point. You know, they're going for communist China level information control on all fronts, you know, from the quote-unquote news media to social media, you know, even Hollywood spokes puppets, you know, they have to toe the line and only parrot the accepted narratives if they want to keep working. So for the most part, you only get one flavor of information with regards to the mainstream media by this point in 2021. But some really good examples that I'm personally experienced, been privy to and read about, you know, with YouTube. The YouTube censorship, it's just off the charts at this point. You know, you can't post things about the jab on any corporate media-run channels, news channels, TV show channels. The comment will look like it's going through, but if you give it 5 to 10 seconds and refresh the page, it will be gone usually, and it's due to these auto sensors that are in place that detect the no-no words. Like, you know, if you say vax, even jab sometimes, that's the no-no word. They're learning how people are trying to get around it so they can revise their sensor bots and make them even better. That's what I mean. It's like it's whack-a-mole. It's like, you know, on our side, we come up with ways to try to get around the censorship, and they figure it out, and now they come up with a counter tactic, you know, and it's just this back-and-forth little war. You know, even putting spaces between letters or using other sort of, you know, like tricks to get past these sensors, you know, it doesn't work oftentimes anymore. As I've seen, you know, comment will disappear. There's just no way around it sometimes. It's just gotten that good. It's crazy. You can't post URLs, as I've seen, to outside websites that have now been flagged as, I guess, dissident. I don't know. But for me, I've seen the issue with trying to post URLs that link to material posted on this website called altmedia.com. BitChute's also been targeted, as I've experienced. You can't post links to that on some websites. There's also, of course, shadow banning. That's a major issue that many truthers have experienced on YouTube since 2016 in particular. You know, getting repeated warnings about content which was truth or based, then maybe eventually getting completely banned. Meanwhile, there are vids on YouTube depicting full frontal nudity in a sexual way and even real human autopsies, which they feel are totally fine, I guess. You know, just don't post about the jab or conservative politics. You know, so it's... they also recently just got rid of the dislike button for everybody, all because the White House channel is just getting tens of thousands of dislikes for any video concerning the current quote-unquote administration. So I don't consider Biden the president. You know, he's not the real president, but they were originally trying to tweak the dislike numbers on the White House channel, you know, to deflate them, but it just got so bad. They were just unable to keep up, I guess. You know, so all of YouTube got changed just to appease the current administration. You know, and I highly doubt Trump would have received the same treatment, you know. So, and it all, that also goes to show you who YouTube is aligned with and who they're working for. It's the very left. It's the left. But with the YouTube now as it exists is nothing like it was when it first started. So, you know, I don't think the younger generation often realizes this difference. But if you're older and you've been on it for years, you've seen that slow decline and just the clamp down with more and more censorship. And the same goes for Twitter, but even worse, it seems. Now, I've never had a Twitter, by the way, or Facebook or Instagram. But I've heard and read enough from victims of Twitter to get the idea of, you know, what's gone on there. And it's, you know, a lot of people suspended on Twitter or Facebook for posting anything that would educate people against the jab, you know, claiming it, quote, goes against policy or community standards or whatever. Meanwhile, Facebook has ignored people reporting child exploitation material, saying it didn't violate the terms of use. Like, really? And Twitter allows embedded hardcore porn vid clips to be posted. You know, no special login or age verification required. You just click the link and boom, there it is for everybody, including kids. But, you know, mention the slightest anything about the poison jab or COVID truth and it's instant account suspension. I'm not even kidding. This is what I've heard from repeated people. You know, you get suspended for 12 hours, 24 hours, or up to 7 days, depending. You know, in conservative politics, too, you can get the same treatment there. And often permanent banning. So only far left politics is allowed on these platforms now, you know, and it's getting worse on Twitter with their new CEO that just took over, you know, for Jack Dorsey. But, you know, this content double standard hypocrisy that YouTube, Facebook and Twitter in particular demonstrate every day is the dead giveaway about what's really happening here. Why is it okay for people to post child exploitation material and hardcore porn, but not a simple article educating people about the jab? That should tip people off right there, that there's obviously something to hide about the version of reality that the powers that be are pushing on the public right now. You know, and even Instagram, almost forgot about that. I mean, I know somebody who posted a picture meme about COVID, and Instagram does that thing where they slap a flag disclaimer over the post. And I don't remember the wording, but basically saying it's been fact-checked as disinformation, which Twitter does on a rampant level as well. So it's like, you know, big tech is doing all the work of thinking, so you don't have to. But it's gotten so bad that, you know, these big tech platforms have actually resorted to that, you know, posturing themselves as the ultimate truth gods of this world. And of course, where only their very controlled narrative is the truth. You know, but ultimately, it's the public's fault, in my opinion, for allowing these platforms to become the monsters that they are by using them in the first place and giving them so much power. So, and like I said, I've never even been on most of them, although I am on YouTube, but you know, me being me, I'm always questioning who these quote unquote people are who supposedly run these platforms. You know, it's not the people we're shown, in my opinion. Mark Zuckerberg, as we should be calling him, you know, he isn't the one running Facebook. That's very obvious, you know, especially after watching him pretending to drink that water on the Facebook Senate hearings, those, you know, slow, methodical, robot-looking movements and his giant dilated eyes, you know. Then he wasn't even actually swallowing any of the water he pretended to sip, you know. So whatever that was, to me, you know, it wasn't human. You know, it's just some dog and pony show for the masses, you know, as most things are in this reality, actually.
Carissa Conti, you've covered a wide range of content, merging your work environment observations. that can be used as a hypothesis of how very likely those working for the nefarious agenda rise to top influential positions in order to ultimately facilitate the Great Reset, but also engineer the pandemic in a way to fool society into getting the poison jab. What's clear is that the engineered pandemic is used to spread tyranny across the world, mainly Western civilizations. The more information we have about who or what is involved in this dark agenda can help lead people into making better decisions and also navigate through the parade of lies and deception. But we're headed into a very different society that you often talk about on Gab.com. Would you please elaborate on that?
Yeah. The micro level phenomenon of being driven out, that forced cleaving thing that was mentioned earlier in our talk, is happening now with a vengeance on the macro worldwide level due to COVID. It's forcing a split in our reality. You have obviously the poison jab and vax passport, two-tiered society situation, where people are going to be marginalized and on the outside if they don't cooperate and get the jab. And where people are, you're going to get fined, lose your job, and in European countries, fined and be imprisoned. So it's getting really bad. But this will provide, you know, learning lessons on a massive level for millions, and for multiple reasons. It's going to teach people about tyranny. About being too trusting and naive and brainwashed by media, authority and leaders, and putting all your trust in them. So a lot of people are learning some really hard lessons right now about what happens when you do that. They're paying the price because they didn't do research on their own. They just trusted what the media is telling them. They went out and got the jab, and now they're sick, or maybe, unfortunately, they died. So there's some really strong lessons happening right now. But there's the lessons involving what choice you're going to make. So, are you going to cave into fear and destroy your body and possibly get killed just for money and a job that doesn't matter in the big scheme of things? Well, failing to realize, of course, if the jab kills or permanently injures you, then you won't even be able to work anyway. So really, you got to think about that. Are you going to be brave and strong and stand your ground and respect your body and value your freedom? But yes, at the cost of being excluded and marginalized. And these are hard choices, but the world is now facing them, and some places way worse than others. Luckily, so far in Florida, we're doing all right. We have Governor DeSantis running things, and he's been like the gatekeeper, keeping all of this out for now, and keep our fingers crossed he gets reelected. But, it's getting really bad in other parts of not only the United States, but especially Canada, the UK, Australia, many parts of Europe. But we're seeing this, Australia just going off the rails right now. It's like nothing anybody has seen in modern times. If you do choose to remain unjabbed, and I'm hoping anyone listening to this who hasn't gotten it, please don't get it. I'm telling you, there are other ways to handle COVID. It's not the bubonic plague they're making it out to be. You can treat it with ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, along with vitamin C, zinc, NAC, and other supplements that help boost your immune system. It is like just a really bad flu, and I know that from firsthand experience. Someone I know had it, and it took a few weeks to get over it, but they got through it, and ivermectin really seemed to be the key for that. So I would hope anyone listening who is not jabbed would continue to choose that. Become informed about what's in these things. Again, on my Gab, I have a pinned Gab right at the top with all the best links for all the best videos and interviews and presentations about all aspects of the COVID and jab conspiracy. And it's not really conspiracy, it's the truth. So, just for people to watch and become educated and find alternative ways that you can cure yourself. And all this stuff about the variants, and they always got a new boogeyman variant coming out every week in the media. Try to keep everybody perpetually scared. Even when they're forced to admit, for instance, like with the new Omicron variant, like, oh, it turns out it really isn't that strong at all. It has pretty weak symptoms, but dot, 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 and then they got to insert some fear-mongering something anyway. I call it the yeah, but thing that they love to do. So even when something doesn't turn out to be the big boogeyman, they still got to put a but and try to still make it into a boogeyman, because you can't deviate from that narrative. Keep everybody scared all the time. Get away from the media and do your own research if you haven't already, and learn the truth about what's really going on with all of this. And hopefully this discussion will motivate people or inspire people to do that if they haven't already. But, you know, if you do choose to remain unjabbed, you know, there's things that you can do. The silver lining to it all is, you know, regaining your health back, you know, that was lost, you know, at this those loose, sucking, nightmare jobs. So if you lose your job over it, there still is a silver lining. You're going to have your health and you're going to live. Unlike these people who are getting jabbed oftentimes for money and jobs and they get sick and die. And there's just countless stories about that. So always think ahead long term. Don't think for just a short term, immediate, transient job that doesn't matter. And then also, if you remain unjabbed, you know, yes, you may be marginalized, but this is everybody's opportunity to create a better way. And, you know, the emerging parallel economy that's going to be away from big pharma, big tech, and big corporate conglomerates in general. So that's part of this reality split thing that we're seeing, a society split that's happening. So they may marginalize us, but we can find another way. And we'll be healthy while we do it. And we won't be under control. We're not going to have alien nanobot stuff in our bloodstream interacting potentially with 5G and creating this weird invasion of the body snatchers personality takeover. And that's more important to me than anything else. So... And then on a final note, I would just say, begin preparing for, you know, a drastically different future in case the worst case scenarios do end up happening and we end up on our own and marginalized. But, you know, just prepare for that, because, again, as mentioned earlier, the worst case projections are saying that by the time this is all said and done, there could be potentially several billion dead once the full vax effects kick in or poison jab. I always call it the poison jab. But once those effects kick in, there'll be many, many dead. So, you know, just start preparing yourself for the absolute worst while hoping for the best, and just think matter-of-factly about, you know, what's coming up, and think long-term and do your own research. So that's my suggestions about this new world that we find ourselves entering into.
Yes, and in preparing, I know you're not only talking about food that can last a long time, but connecting with friends, getting to know the people in your community, you may need them.
Right, and I would even add, and I know maybe this sounds bad, but especially if you're unjabbed, try to really connect and link and network with other unjabbed. Because as noted, a lot of people are running into some really serious issues when they're with people who are jabbed turning into other people. They're just not themselves anymore. Very aggressive, angry. It's just you can't even reason with them. They're being triggered all the time. It's almost like a hopeless situation, unfortunately. They made their decision and now they're a mess because of it, and they're not even the same person anymore. Then there's a whole separate issue that we didn't even touch on yet, but there's the potential for the vax shedding effects. And this has been big research that Dr. Sherry Tenpenny has been covering, and other doctors and researchers as well have caught on. But she was one of the first talking about it at the very beginning that I remember. But it's, you know, for the people who have gotten the jab and full of all this crazy stuff that they've discovered under the microscope, apparently it may be able to shed out of their bodies and affect the people that are in close proximity to them. It won't be, I don't think, hopefully, to the level of getting jabbed yourself if you're an unjabbed person, but many unjabbed people supposedly have been relaying that weird physical problems and symptoms have happened with them that never existed before, and it only started happening when they were in close proximity with other jabbed people. So, like, especially at some of these jobs, I've read, for instance, on airlines and stuff, so, like, flight attendants who are locked up in these airplane cabins for hours with other, you know, all the jabbed passengers and their fellow jabbed employees, colleagues, but they're not jabbed. And now all of a sudden they're getting sick and having all these weird things happening that never happened before. So that needs to be taken into effect. So when, unfortunately, when it comes to networking and connecting up with other people, as this thing progresses and things potentially go even worse off the rails, just keep that in mind that it may not even be safe to be around the jabbed if you're not jabbed, and to definitely focus on maybe trying to network with people who are also unjabbed like you and going through the same situation and try to support each other through that.
Then, of course, the people who have taken the shots, and this has been covered up for many, many months, is they're getting a variant of COVID and then spreading that around, and they're spreading this virus again.
Yeah, and even worse, it's not even just that they're getting a variant of COVID. That's part of it. Like, there's been such a, it's crazy, like women reporting reproductive issues, menstruation issues and reproductive issues that they never had before. Weird intestinal things, all kinds of just stuff that's beyond COVID. It's beyond just catching COVID symptoms. It's affecting their bodies, like, adversely. And, it's scary because it's like, is all this alien weird stuff we've seen under their microscopes or that they're showing online, is this catchable? I mean, is this contagious? I don't know. I mean, that remains to be seen. And maybe hopefully as time goes on, we'll get more and more stories of people being able to either confirm or not confirm whether or not that is a valid phenomenon. I know for me, it's been a worry of if I have to go back to work outside the home, this is going to be a whole different world that I'm entering back into than the one I left a year and a half ago. And I'm going to potentially be surrounded by other employees that are all jabbed and I'm not. I'm going to be like maybe possibly even the only holdout. What would that be like being in close quarters all day long, 8 hours a day, 5 days a week with a bunch of jabbed people on top of each other, breathing the same air and using all the same equipment? I don't know. And that actually kind of scares me. So it's something I'm keeping an eye on with the interviews and the research that's coming out to see about that. And it's just something to keep in mind for people.
Most definitely. Well, Carissa, we're coming down to the end of the show. I want to thank you so much for being on In Other News. It's just been great to have you back on. If listeners want to read more about this topic and find your article, Conspiracies in the Workplace, how can they do that and how can they find you on Gab?
Well, my website is in2worlds.net, and it's the number two, so in2worlds.net, and that's my website with my book, and which is available for free. It's a free PDF download, and then all my articles and things, and then I'm also on Gab. So my handle on Gab, just do a search on Carissa Conti, and you'll find me. And my Gab is more like a blog, basically, covering a wide variety of subjects, including current events and truther research, fun stuff as well. It's not just memes and political stuff like a lot of people. So it's basically kind of a giant extension of my website where I can get into more of the topics that my website has more of a narrowed focus. So on Gab, I can get into a lot more. And like I said, just a wide variety of stuff, including many things about COVID and the poison jab to help inform people if they haven't already gotten informed already. Lots of great useful links for people to check out that you'll find on my Gab.
Thank you so much, Carissa.
Well, thank you for having me on again. I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
That's going to do it for In Other News. I'm Jeff Brady. Visit inothernewsradio.com for archives and more information about the guests.